Namaste, my name is Louis Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak for what is Tibetan Buddhism good? So I heard many lectures and so on from our guide who was a monk before, and I'm well prepared. And we had deep discussion together and so on. So it was hard to bring it in less words. So I don't know. In Tibet, India and Nepal, Tibetan Buddhism teach the monks and nuns old dated knowledge that never worked and will work. When the Tibetan Rinpoches, Lamas or Masters visit Europe or the USA, they teach totally differently. Why? In Asia, Tibetan monks and nuns have to learn the Tibetan scripture for 5 years, and then it is allowed to meditate before not. It's not allowed to meditate. 6 years over. You have to fill your mind and then instead to experience meditation. The Tibetan scriptures are the speeches, books from the previous Dalai Lama, Rinpoche, and the history. After they have learned for 20 years the Tibetan scripture, it is allowed to learn the Tantra meditation techniques until they die. So Tantra meditation techniques are from Shiva, also Hindu scripture, and there are 108 techniques. So every meditation technique what we have until today are based on Tantra scripture. And you need your whole entire life to practice all these different techniques. So Zen Buddhism teaches us that religious knowledge should be at a minimum. Zen Buddhism teaches us that religious knowledge should be at a minimum. Even the Gita, that is 18 verses and so on, is too long for that. This means it's about 20 pages or so. Religious knowledge is just like the index finger pointing towards the moon. And the index finger should not be bigger than the moon. That contradicts what the Tibetans are doing. Learn as less theory as possible. The Tibetans focus on karma and life is sorrow. That is nonsense in any case. Buddha said humans can't understand karma, so we should not think about karma. When you think and focus your mind that life is sorrow, it will become sorrow. It will become. So life is sorrow, and that's your mantra. Okay, then your life is sorrow. It works to 100%. But if you think the opposite, that life is joy, think it over. You will get this also. No? If the Tibetan religious teachers come to the Western world, they teach from the first day meditation and even Tantra. And that is contradicting. Why do they not teach that in Tibet? Because there is no competition. If they would teach the scriptures, then nobody would go to them. We have the Zen Buddhism, and the Zen Buddhism is more popular. Okay? And they have to compete with them. The Tibetan teachers teach that we should have compassion for all beings and eat to the same time meat and fish. So they are cannibals. For the Hindus, they are cannibals. They're eating their sisters and daughters and so on when they eat meat. No? Okay, that is contradicting. Even they tell us that they sacrifice their dead body to the vultures. That is, today that is not possible anymore because of a lack of vultures, or it is forbidden. And everywhere you see the tombs of previous Tibetan religious teachers who have consumed animals. So in the tombs are the cadavers. Makes it simple. Okay. Also, double standard everywhere. No? All Buddhist schools focus on never getting born again because life is sorrow, because of focus on life is sorrow. Even though it is not proven that we have a next life. Over many years, I believed in previous or next life, and today I think there are no previous life or next life. Previous or next lives are good for religion because so they can exploit us much better with a bad consciousness. Previous or next lives, hell, karma, or profitable money are profitable money-making machines, and so they were created to cheat us. There exists God, and they have done these things to exploit our bad consciousness. That is religion, to exploit our bad consciousness. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.